WCBS News Time 218. We do want to help you get around or get out of Manhattan, if that, whatever the case may be. Let's head over to the traffic center now. Chris Majette's joining us.
Well, again, I think the most important thing is to help you get out of Manhattan, and the Holland and Lincoln tunnels, GW Bridge, will not do it for you. They are all closed. There is some ferry service, though. If you need to get into New Jersey, New York Waterway Ferry is up and running now. The Spirit of New York Ferry and also Circle Line running ferries into New Jersey. There's high-speed ferry service now from Pier 11 to Highlands, New Jersey. So that's really the only option to get into New Jersey, since the bridges and tunnels are closed and since there's no trains and buses crossing the Hudson River at all. Now, if you're trying to get into Brooklyn or Queens, all of the lower East River crossings are closed. That's the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, Brooklyn and Manhattan bridges, also the Williamsburg Bridge. You can, though, take it up to the 59th Street Bridge and get into Queens that way. As a matter of fact, there's a whole an exodus of people walking across the 59th Street Bridge, a la the New York Marathon. There's also cars and trucks using the bridge. You can also use the Queens Midtown Tunnel, again, Queensbound only, not into Manhattan. Triborough Bridge is also an option. The Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridges are open Queensbound, but they are closed Bronxbound. Also, the Staten Island Bridges, the Bayonne, Gothels, and Outer Bridge Crossing are all closed in each direction. Verrazano Bridge, Staten Island Bound, open only. There's no toll charge. That toll has been waived at the Staten Island Bound Verrazano Bridge. Brooklyn Bound, though, is closed down. Numerous highways shut down in New Jersey. Eastbound Route 3 is just jam-packed coming through Rutherford. It's at a dead stop because all traffic is diverted off around Giant Stadium near the New Jersey Turnpike. Eastbound 80 is closed in Saddlebrook, and also we have closures on Route 4. Eastbound 4 at Jones Road in Englewood. Eastbound 46 shut down at Fort Lee, and all the major arteries coming through Nassau County also shut down. So, Susan and Tony, that's where we stand.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. We appreciate it. WCBS News Time 220.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Ed Crane. The crown jewels of the New York skyline are gone. The Pentagon badly damaged after terrorists commandeered four commercial airliners in an unprecedented strike on America. It all began just after 8:30 this morning Eastern Time when a plane believed to be an American jet bound for Los Angeles slammed into the northern tower of New York's World Trade Center. 18 minutes later, a second plane thought to be a United jetliner flew directly into the South Tower. Within an hour, both buildings collapsed.
There are people that are still trapped there, and they were parts of that area we can't get into right now because of the smoke condition and the fact that some buildings are still collapsing.
New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. In between two other hijackings, an American plane crashing into the Pentagon, the loss of life described there as tremendous. A fourth plane, this one belonging to United, crashed in western Pennsylvania. The FAA shut down all air traffic around the country. It remains grounded. President Bush flew from Florida to Louisiana's Barksdale Air Force Base, announcing,
"Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government."
Let's get an update on the Pentagon situation now from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein in Washington.
Ed, Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral Craig Quigley just told reporters the Pentagon has suffered significant damage. Fires are still burning in the building. He said fires have been too intense until just a short time ago to go in and try to rescue anyone. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is in the National Military Command Center in the basement of the building. It's reported to be smoky in there, but undamaged. Rumsfeld is planning to stay there indefinitely.
CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein. There's been no claim of responsibility for these terror strikes as yet. Major League Baseball has called off all games set for tonight out of respect for the situation, and the television industry has decided to postpone Sunday's scheduled Emmy Awards telecast. CBS News Update. I'm Ed Crane.
Heard live here at WCBS 880. You're listening to continuing live coverage on WCBS of America Under Attack.
WCBS News Time 222. We haven't told you anything about the weather today, and we don't really have much time to do that, but you might want to know that it is 79 degrees in Manhattan, relative humidity 40%, the wind out of the northwest at 6. We have continuing coverage on WCBS 880 of this devastating day in New York and around the country. The latest from the seat of the Nassau County government, Mineola, Holly Hare, standing by.
Now, there's some things you need to know if you're trying to get around on Long Island. Heading west in Nassau County is a nightmare. Forget about it. If you don't have to be out, stay home. Secondary roads are all tied up because the Long Island Expressway and the Northern State and the Southern State have been closed down westbound at the Queens border, and even beyond that, they're backed up totally. Tons and tons of fire trucks have been heading west to help in the city. I've seen trucks from Lakeview, Hicksville, Uniondale, and North Belmore, among others. Earlier, Elmont, Manhasset departments were sent in. They're trying to help in any way they can. Many are being called into manned stations in Queens so that the Queens firefighters can head into Manhattan. Also, you need to know the Long Island Railroad is offering limited service eastbound this afternoon from Penn Station. They're trying to keep too many people from crowding inside Penn Station, so they're having people line up outside. Now, the first wave of trains expected to hold about 1,200 to 1,400 people should have left by now. They were heading to Ronkonkoma, Babylon, Huntington, Port Jeff, Port Washington, Hempstead, and Far Rockaway branches. Usually, afternoon rush is 110,000 people, so that is going to be quite tied up for some time. People who want to head west on the Long Island Railroad can only get as far as Jamaica, although they are letting emergency workers such as nurses and firefighters and police officers take the empty trains back into Penn Station. But for the rest of the people, you can only get up to Jamaica. Reporting live in Mineola, Holly Hare, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Holly, thanks very much. WCBS News Time 223. If you're just joining us, this is a day that no one will forget. This morning, just before 9 o'clock, a plane flew into the north side of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. And then, about 18 minutes later, a second plane flew at an angle into the other tower, causing a fiery explosion. Both towers have collapsed. The World Trade Center towers are no more. Within an hour after that, an aircraft crashed on a helicopter pad near the Pentagon and then into the building. And there have been other reports as well. President Bush was not at the White House at the time. He was actually in Sarasota, Florida, reading to children in a classroom, saying, "Today we have had a national tragedy. The rescue workers are still trying to get to the area of the World Trade Center towers where the smoke continues to billow out of where those buildings once stood." The police say that they've got just about every single reporter, police officer, I should say, available in that area right now. The hospitals are calling out all their emergency services people, and those who can give blood are being asked to do so because they are now in a very critical situation.
WCBS reporter Rich Lamb standing by with more on the blood situation. Rich, what can you tell us?
Well, if you want to know what America and the world think about what's happened here, all you need do is come to the Red Cross headquarters. The flags are at half staff in front of the building, and there are huge lines of people who have shown up to give blood, to donate their time, to express their sadness, their anger, their outrage. We saw one young man named Joshua Robbins standing in front, asked him why he had come.
I'm from Tennessee, and I just moved here, and I'm about to move back to Tennessee, but this is a tragedy. I don't even know. My heart is shaking for all those people that were in that building, all the people that are all around our country, you know. I just don't know exactly what I can do, but I do know that I can do something here, and that's why I came. This is the only thing that I know that I can do.
And I can tell you that we ran into four people from Holland. They had come over to donate blood as well. People here are angry. They're saying that they hope the United States will retaliate in a measured way, but they're also they're shaking with sadness over what has happened downtown, and they're definitely lining up. The Red Cross is telling some people to go to other hospitals. Again, they want people to come back at 6 o'clock tonight. They've got a four-hour line right now to donate blood here in Manhattan. Live on the Upper West Side, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Rich, thanks for the latest. 226 here on WCBS 880. We have word out of Washington from Capitol Hill that a congressman from Virginia Democrat James Moran, telling reporters that he got information at a Marine Corps briefing that the United Airlines plane, Flight 93, that was hijacked and crashed in Pennsylvania may have been headed for the presidential retreat at Camp David. The implication being that the hijackers were going to try to crash that plane, apparently, into Camp David. This word from Virginia Democrat James Moran saying he got that information at a Marine Corps briefing. That was United Flight 93, a Boeing 757 that crashed just southeast of Pittsburgh, carrying 38 passengers, two pilots, and five flight attendants. And as we told you earlier, there was a report that one passenger No, this was one passenger on a plane hijacked in Newark. I'm sorry, I don't want to confuse you on those planes, but a passenger on a plane that was hijacked from Newark apparently made a cell phone call saying, "We are being hijacked. We are being hijacked." The man was apparently calling from a locked bathroom aboard the plane. WCBS News Time, 2:28.
United Airlines and American Airlines are confirming that two each of those airlines' planes were used, were hijacked today. Relatives of American Airlines passengers, they have put out a number right now for those seeking information about relatives, 800-245-0999. United Airlines also says that they have set up a special number for friends or family members seeking information on these two flights from United Airlines. Can call 1-800-932-8555. United also says it's going to put any information it has on its website. That's www.united.com.
WCBS News Time, 2:29.
Why don't we get a look at what's going on the roads right now and help you get out of Manhattan, Chris, because you cannot get in. So let's help you get out with Chris Majette.
Well, again, for anybody who lives in Queens, this is what I would recommend. Make your way up to the 59th Street Bridge or the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Both of those two crossings are open for Queensbound traffic, and many people are taking it on foot. They are walking across the 59th Street Bridge. I never saw anything like it except for the New York City Marathon. Triborough Bridge is also available for Queensbound traffic. Nobody is coming into town. The three Hudson River crossings are completely shut down, and since there is no bus or train service to get from New York City into New Jersey, you can take a ferry. There is some ferry service running. New York Waterway is up and running. The Circle Line is even running some special shuttle ferries over into New Jersey. There's high-speed ferry service now from Pier 11 to Highlands, New Jersey. That is running. Of course, the airports are shut down. That includes Teterboro Airport and Westchester County Airport. And regarding the subway, limited outbound service on the A, E, and the F lines. All other subway lines are suspended at this point. You just cannot get into Manhattan. I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. We have no word on the death toll from these devastating, unbelievable attacks. Of course, it must be an enormous toll, and that word will be coming as the hours move along. The terrorists, of course, crashing hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center Twin Towers, which are no more, also into the Pentagon, and a part of the Pentagon went up in flame, the west part of the Pentagon. Mayor Giuliani calls this one of the worst days in the nation's and the city's history. The city is, of course, essentially shut down. New York's blood supply is dangerously low. President Bush says the United States is going to do whatever it takes to keep Americans safe. He promises to bring those responsible for these terrorist attacks to justice. Two military warships are steaming towards New York City, the USS George Washington and the USS John F. Kennedy. The National Guard has been deployed by the state, by Governor Pataki, to help out in the rescue efforts and however else they're needed. The primary, the city's mayoral primary, canceled.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
An emotional President Bush vowing to punish those responsible for the coordinated terrorist attacks that destroyed New York's World Trade Center and seriously damaged one wing of the Pentagon. The president, who had flown from a scheduled appearance in Florida to an Air Force base in Louisiana, is in the air again, though his destination has not been disclosed. He's ordered the U.S. military worldwide on full alert. In New York City, Scott Mezzo says he and others escaped from the 81st floor when one of the Twin Trade Center towers was hit by a hijacked airliner.
The elevator banks were collapsed. The stainless steel doors were caved in. The marble panels in the elevator bank and the main lobby floor were falling off the walls. There's about 6 inches of water on the floor in the lobby.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was near the World Trade Center.
I saw people jumping out of the top of the World Trade Center. I was in a building. I got hit with the debris from the first tower that collapsed.
And Giuliani says now it's a race against time.
We have hundreds, thousands, actually, of emergency workers down in lower Manhattan now trying to save as many lives as possible.
In Washington, one section of the Pentagon collapsed after a hijacked American Airlines jetliner crashed into the building shortly after the attacks in New York. Two other hijacked airliners have also crashed. In all, it's estimated 331 people were aboard the four planes. The nation's financial markets never opened today. Whether they will open tomorrow is unclear. And in an unprecedented move, the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded all domestic air flights in the U.S. There has been no claim of responsibility. Terrorism expert Paul Rogers of England's Bradford University says this is an act with long-range repercussions.
It's an event which will have an impact not over years but over decades. It's an extraordinary thing to happen, and one desperately hopes it's not an indicator of the kind of problems we face in the 21st century.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
The very latest heard live here on WCBS 880, WCBS News Time 233. Governor Pataki has called out the National Guard to help in the recovery efforts at the World Trade Center in the aftermath of this morning's terrorist attack on those twin towers. The governor is urging all New Yorkers to stay calm. He says he has asked President Bush to declare a federal disaster to expedite all resources and assistance to New York City, and that is coming. The USS George Washington, the USS JFK, is en route to New York waters across the Hudson River in New Jersey. Acting Governor DeFrancesco has declared a state of emergency as well, which gives him the power to mobilize state police, the National Guard, and emergency units as well. Right now, about 1,000 guardsmen are assisting troopers in closing roads and moving supplies in the Garden State. The state has also sent some criminal investigators right now to the lower Manhattan area, where the rescue, the effort continues to try and find survivors in the rubble of the World Trade Center towers.
And earlier here on WCBS 880, Mayor Giuliani describing the situation in lower Manhattan, telling us a chilling story that he, the police commissioner, and the fire commissioner were actually trapped in a building for a few moments at around the time of the first plane crash into the World Trade Center. Just after that, Mayor Giuliani, the police commissioner, the fire commissioner were in a building for a meeting down in lower Manhattan, only a few blocks away. They were trapped there momentarily, got out just about 30 seconds before the building collapsed on itself. And the mayor describing lower Manhattan as a scene that looks a lot like a city bombed in World War II. The rubble everywhere, the dust, the debris everywhere, and of course, the casualties everywhere.
And we expect that the death toll will be in the thousands from this terrorist attack on the United States. There has been no claim of responsibility, but there is plenty of speculation at this point. The question everyone has been asking, who is responsible? The answer that keeps coming up the most, Osama bin Laden, is who could be behind these terrorist attacks on New York as well as in Washington, D.C. But today, Afghanistan's hardline Taliban is condemning these terrorist attacks, saying that the group never supports terrorism. After today's attacks, an Arab journalist based in London said followers of bin Laden warned some 3 weeks ago, though, that they would carry out what they call, quote, a huge and unprecedented attack on U.S. interests.
WCBS News Time 236. Peter Haskell has been on the story all morning for us here on WCBS 880. Peter is at the Chelsea Piers on the west side of Manhattan. But before we go to Peter, we have the Mayor Giuliani on CBS 2. Let's listen.
It has to be on saving as many lives as possible. We have hundreds of police officers and firefighters who are engaging in rescue efforts in lower Manhattan. I want to thank Governor Pataki for the incredible cooperation and coordination, and including deploying the National Guard that will be available to relieve our police officers and firefighters and emergency workers in the next couple of hours. The governor and I just spoke to the President of the United States. The coordination with the federal government from the time of the first attack has been excellent, including closing off the airspace around Manhattan and doing everything that can possibly be done in the face of this barbaric act to make the city secure. And we will strive now very hard to save as many people as possible and to send a message that the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists, that our democracy, that our rule of law, that our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail. And I'd ask the people of New York City to do everything that they can to cooperate, not to be frightened, to go about their lives as normal. Everything is safe right now in the city, and the people who are doing the relief effort need all the help they can get. And then, Governor, thank you very much for your assistance and your help and your support.
Mayor Giuliani,
thank you.
Live on WCBS.
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership through this crisis. This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life. And we cannot let these attacks succeed. First step has to be to make sure we do everything in our power to protect the people and to save the lives of those whose lives are still at risk, and to help those who have been injured. And I want to commend the mayor, and I want to thank my colleagues from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the federal government have all offered and made ready support to help us deal with this ongoing crisis. The people of New York are not only the freest and most diverse people in the world, we're also, I believe, the most capable of rising to meet the challenges of this type of attack. And right now, we want New Yorkers to remain calm, to go about their business, to appreciate the fact that everything to provide for their safety is being done, to appreciate that everything that can be done to provide for the health and the needs of the people who are still at risk is being done, and that we will continue to work to make sure that we get through this as strongly and quickly as possible. I want to thank the federal administration. Secretary Thompson has been on the phone with me a number of times, as well as the president, for what they are offering and prepared to do. And we're just confident that, well, this is a horrible attack and one that is despicable and really unthinkable in its magnitude. We will get through this, and we will continue to have a great and free country, state, and society.
Do we know the number of casualties at this point, sir?
I don't think we really want to speculate about that. The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately. And I don't think we want to speculate on the number of casualties. The effort now has to be to save as many people as possible. I don't think we will know the answer to that until sometime tomorrow or the next day.
Were there large numbers of firefighters?
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way. And we don't know how many we've lost. But there's no doubt we've lost some firefighters and police officers.
Do you know anything about the cause of the explosions that brought the two buildings down yet? Was it caused by the planes or by something else?
We believe that it was caused by the after effects of the planes hitting the buildings. We don't know of an additional explosion after that.
Could you tell us, do you expect any further attacks on New York? Is there anything to indicate that there could be more bombs, more planes out there? I know originally there was a report that 8 planes had been hijacked, 4 have only been accounted for. What about the remaining 4, and is there any possibility that there could be bombs on the ground planted by...
We have no specific information to that effect. Obviously, the city is now closed, the airspace around the city is closed, and we are on heightened alert, but we have no specific information suggesting any further attack. I think to give the people of New York confidence, to show that the federal government is standing with us, and to just to make certain that nothing further happens. This has been a very, very difficult and traumatic day for the people of the United States and the people of the city. And I think that it's an act that shows that the federal government is going to do everything they can to support us and help us.
Live coverage here of the news conference, right, Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki on WCBS 80.
There are over 1,000 rescue workers, probably about 2,000, that are deployed, trying to get into the buildings, trying to find people, trying to search for people. But the governor and I spoke a couple of hours ago, and the governor has deployed the National Guard to relieve them, because our people are going to need reinforcements pretty soon. But right now they don't want to leave, because they're searching for innocent citizens, and they're searching for some of their brothers and sisters.
Are you finding survivors?
Yes, we have some numbers that we can give you. We have 1,500 people at Liberty State Park who were evacuated, described as walking wounded. They were evacuated by ferry and other means. There are about 600 as of about 15 minutes ago in local hospitals that we account for. 600 people are being treated in local hospitals, and there are 150 in particular that were critical, that were moved by EMS. New York City has 170 hospitals, so we have a lot of hospitals, and we're utilizing all of them. Probably the one that was the hardest hit was St. Vincent's Hospital, and I would like to just single them out and commend them, because as I was rushing down there after the first plane hit, before the second, they were already deploying people on the street. I could see the doctors and nurses outside getting ready to receive people. And that was before the second plane actually hit the World Trade Center.
What was your experience down there?
Also, blood donations. We have several sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 66th and Amsterdam, which is the Red Cross, and 310 East 67th Street. If people want to do something and they can donate blood, that's going to help not just today, but tomorrow and the next day. This relief effort is going to take some time.
Mr. Mayor, you were one of the first people down there. Can you describe the scene in your own words, what you saw down there?
I don't know that I'm really able to describe it. It was the most horrific scene I've ever seen in my whole life. We saw the World Trade Center in flames, a big gaping hole all the way on the top of it. We could see people jumping from the top of the building. And then we went into Barclay Street, 75 Barclay Street, I think it was, and we were there when the building collapsed, and it collapsed in part on 75 Barclay Street. So we were trapped in the building for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, trying to get out different exits. We finally went through a basement and came out 100 Park Place.
Did you ever fear for your own safety, sir?
Sure, yeah.
What went through your mind?
I don't think anything went through my mind other than making sure that we all remained calm and found an exit and just tried to figure out the most intelligent thing to do. Probably the same thing that went through the minds of 10,000 other New Yorkers who I could see on the streets, and I really have to commend them. If you really want to know what New Yorkers are all about, you just watch the way in which they handled themselves. They didn't panic. They moved deliberately. They moved swiftly. But they didn't hurt each other. They helped each other. I mean, these are just the most wonderful people in the world.
Do you know anything about the composition of that dust that blanket stolen happened? Is there any asbestos or any hazardous material in that dust?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Mr. Mayor, there were reports of a gas explosion related to this as well. Are you aware of that? There was a gas leak or possible...
We don't believe it. We don't believe that's the case.
Mr. Mayor, can you tell us anything about where the planes come from, where the aircraft came from?
Bill Diamond reminds me that we've turned off the gas in the city buildings, just to be certain.
Can you tell us
as a precaution
about where these aircraft came from? There was a report they may have been hijacked in Boston.
I think we should leave that up to the federal government to. Yes, we do have some information, but I think we should leave that up to the federal government to release that information. Our focus is on the relief efforts. And
Governor, do you think there should be any retaliation on the part of the United States for what happened here in this country, both in New York, Washington, and other places?
First step right now, Marcia, is to make sure we do everything to help those people who need our support, and whether they're injured or still trapped in buildings. The second thing is to make sure at the same time we're providing the maximum security against possible additional incidents. But clearly, this is an attack upon America. It's an attack upon our freedom and our way of life, and we must retaliate and go after those who perpetuated this heinous crime against the people of America.
Mayor, this is
Cheryl,
just compared to Pearl Harbor.
Cheryl, tell us what this has been compared to Pearl Harbor.
Do you consider this to
this
be
is a, this
war?
Is This is a vicious, unprovoked, horrible attack on innocent men, women, and children. It's one of the most heinous acts, certainly in world history. And as the governor said, and I said to the president, we fully and completely support him in any action that he has to take in order to make an example out of the people who are responsible for this.
Is it an act of war in your mind?
I don't know that I want to use those words. I think the president is the one that has to respond, and I think what he has to know is that all of us in New York support him, and support him completely in the efforts that he's going to have to make over the next couple of days, week, and to make a point that that people can't do this. You can't attack innocent men, women, and children. And ultimately, totally confident that American democracy and the American rule of law will prevail. And the people of New York are going to help to demonstrate that over the next couple of days.
How many people anybody take responsibility for this? Any group take responsibility at this time? And what is the city doing to safeguard the citizens now that something like this has happened?
Well, first of all, I don't know of anyone that's taken responsibility for it at this time. And secondly, the New York City Police Department is fully deployed, not just in the rescue effort, but all throughout the city of New York. Offering as much protection and as much security as we're capable of for the citizens of the city. And at this point, I believe that the people in New York City can demonstrate our resolve and our support for all the people that were viciously attacked today by going about their lives and showing everyone that vicious, cowardly terrorists can't stop us from being a free country and a place that functions. And we'll do everything we can to make that point.
Can you please tell us what's going to happen to the New York primary?
This morning, I issued an order suspending the primary across the state. There will be no primary today, and we'll reschedule it once we get through this.
Can you please walk us through the municipal services right now, what's going on with the subway, the schools, the courts? The subway, the schools, the chancellor,
I commend the chancellor. He was on the phone a number of times with us. He coordinated very, very carefully what would happen. He thought it out, and he came up with a very good plan, which was essentially to keep the schools open, to keep the children in school, so we didn't have a large number of children in the different boroughs that would be released from school. They're being released. I shouldn't say as normal, but basically on the normal schedule. If parents aren't there to pick up the young children, then the children will be taken to a center, and the parents will be notified to come and pick them up. The children who have Metro cards, who normally travel on the subway, will be able to do that. The subways are functioning in four of the five boroughs, and can we get an update, Joe, on how the subway is doing in Manhattan?
All the lettered lines are working.
And in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, all the lettered lines
are working, including in Manhattan. And throughout the rest of the city, public transportation is normal. So the children should be able to return from school in the normal fashion. And if any children don't have parents to pick them up, then we'll hold them, let the parents know, and then the parents can come and pick them up.
Mr. Mayor, you mentioned you were on Barclay Street. What's the radius of damage that's been affected? How many other side streets around the world?
I don't think we know yet. The whole area of Lower Manhattan has been very much affected by it.
How many police and fire are involved? Like all NYPD off-duty officers,
as
they come in? Or like
all NYPD and FDNY officers are on duty now. And we're going to need all of them. And again, thanks to the governor and the way in which the state reacted, we will have 1,600 National Guard to relieve them over a period of time so we can get some relief for them.
Is anybody looking for someone that may have been in the World Trade Center or in and around that area? What should they do? How can they get them?
We're going to give you numbers so that we can try to help coordinate that. Individual businesses have already done that. But we will, as soon as we can find some time from the relief efforts, give you a number in which people can call and then we can direct them to the right place.
Are there any reports of looting or anything like that? Any lawlessness?
There have been no reports of lawlessness, no reports of looting. As I said, we saw a lot of people that were part of the escape effort, and they seem to be conducting themselves in a very, very sensible way, a very deliberate way. They seem to be helping each other. So I don't think we have any reports like that at all.
So the only National Guard we'll see will be in Lower Manhattan in the bomb site area. They won't be patrolling the rest of Manhattan.
No, the purpose of it is to help with the relief effort. We're gonna need the help of the state, the surrounding areas with heavy duty equipment.
When will they be arriving?
National Guard troops, some have arrived already, and we expect to have close to 2,000 between the National Guard and the state police by later this evening.
Mayor Bridges and Tunnels will have to stay closed.
I think everything is closed for now, and then maybe in about an hour or two we can give you an update on what the plan will be for tomorrow.
We saw a lot of lightly injured people walking out of the area because obviously the emergency services were needed for them, very seriously injured. People covered with dust, some people had difficulty breathing. Is there any health advice to give to people who were caught in this thing, who are not necessarily at risk of losing their life,
Obviously, if you feel ill or you feel that you've been affected by it, you should go to a hospital and get checked out. But if it's just discomfort that you feel, then then you can do basically what we did, was to wash our faces off and get rid of the clothes and get to an area where you can breathe in fresh air.
How many people were in the World Trade Center at the time of this attack?
It was business had already started. It was
so
right before 9 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know.
Tens of thousands?
Yes. Approximately. Someone just gave me a number of approximately 10,000, but that's a guess.
How long will the city remain on a heightened state of alert?
Until we're told not to. I mean, until the FBI and the police department and the federal government tells us that we shouldn't. Right now, the city is on, should be on a state of alert. Now, instead of frightening people, that should make people feel more confident that everything is being done to keep things secure. And again, let me emphasize that the reason for the National Guard, because I heard the question before, is to help with the relief effort, not because there's any fear of any other problems in the city right now.
How is the Port Authority?
Mr. Mayor, can you tell us about the other public areas, City Hall, One Police Plaza? When will Chief State be to return?
I don't know yet. Hopefully soon, but I don't know the answer to that.
And we heard reports that One Police Plaza was evacuated. Was that true?
No. The command center is open.
And it was never.
We have people in the command center right now.
There have also been reports of large loss of life among the police and firemen who were sent there to rescue people. How accurate are those reports?
There is no question that we lost police officers and firefighters, and some that I know personally and all of us here know personally that we're very worried about. And we're not going to know the answer to that until much later. And maybe we should just close now and give you a briefing later. And I would just ask everyone, I talked to Cardinal Egan before because he's at St. Vincent's Hospital. Everybody should in their own way say a prayer and ask God for help and for assistance and also ask God to give us the strength to overcome this, because I know we're going to need strength to overcome it. And I want the people of New York to be an example to the rest of the country and the rest of the world that terrorism can't stop us. American democracy is much stronger than vicious, cowardly terrorists, and we're going to overcome this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a live broadcast on WCBS 880. Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki, as well as other officials from the state and the city of New York, talking about this terrible, terrible attack on the United States, New York specifically, the World Trade Center towers. The mayor calling it a barbaric act. He says it's a vicious, horrible act, one of the most heinous acts in U.S. history, as well as the history of New York City. People of New York, he says, though, are strong people, and they can demonstrate their resolve by going about their lives and showing vicious, cowardly terrorists cannot stop us from leading our lives.
And from Mayor Giuliani, we now have the first estimates of injuries in this devastating attack. The mayor saying 1,500 walking wounded, as he called them, had been evacuated from the area around the World Trade Center and taken to Liberty State Park across the Hudson River. 600 people are being treated in area hospitals. 150 more are critical, and all 170 hospitals in the New York metropolitan area are being utilized, he said. St. Vincent's in Lower Manhattan, down there on 7th Avenue in Greenwich Village, of course, being the worst impacted of all with the casualties. And in terms of actual casualties, fatalities, the mayor would not speculate, but did say this, chillingly, the number of casualties, said the mayor, will be more than anyone can bear. They have lost firefighters, they have lost police, but the mayor saying we will not know the number of casualties, the number of dead from this until perhaps tomorrow at some time.
The focus right now really on trying to help those who survived the attack on the World Trade Center. Let's head over to Chelsea Piers right now, where a makeshift triage center is being staged. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell joining us live.
And Susan, as we've been telling you, there are ambulances from hospitals all across the city, from New Jersey and Long Island. They have been lined up on both sides of the West Side Highway, waiting to be called into action. What they anticipate is that once they start removing survivors who have been injured from that ground zero area, they will bring many of them here. They've set up a triage area. They've used bright orange Day-Glo paint and made signs and sheets pointing trauma patients in one direction and others who are less seriously injured in another direction. They're using a TV studio here that was used by Spin City. It's just a large, wide-open space. They have probably 50 makeshift operating table set up. They have a plywood being put on top of tables, desks, tables, sheets being put on top of them. Probably over 100 doctors or more than 100 nurses here. They are in their scrubs. They are bringing in all kinds of equipment that they need. Boxes of gloves, oxygen tanks, IVs, IV stands, all kinds of things being brought in. They've been bringing in firefighters and police officers as well to set the situation and to direct traffic in a matter of speaking. They don't know how many people they expect. They don't know what they're going to be up against. They do know they need to be prepared for just about anything. And not too long ago, we spoke with Dr. Leon Pirick, who's from St. Vincent's Hospital, and he gives us an idea as to what's going to be going on.
We have set up into two units. One is the medical and one is the surgical. And they triage the patients. The medical patients will go into the medical area. Anyone that requires surgery will go into the surgical area. And they also have a morgue set up.
And a morgue all down here.
And then once they stabilize them, they will decide which hospital to send them to based on their injury.
And how many doctors?
Oh, there must be 100.
Here.
All volunteers.
All volunteers from everywhere.
Right.
We have nurses, we have nurses, we have EMTs from all through the city here.
Most of us just got on bus on an ambulance and came down here.
Where are you?
St. Vincent's Hospital Medical Center.
Is there a way you prepare for something like this?
Well, you always go through drills so that you you never can prepare for something this big, but we certainly have a plan. The city has a plan.
I'm sorry.
And we have to go in.
All right, so at that point, he had to go inside, but if you ever saw the TV show MASH, where there's just an open room with operating tables lined up, that's what they've set up here again. Maybe 50 makeshift operating tables. They're using some of the studio lights that they use for the TV show to shine bright lights so the doctors who are in there could see what they're up against. And just to give you an idea of what it looks like downtown, looking down the West Side Highway from Chelsea Piers, it still looks like an eruption of a volcano. That debris or that smoke continuing to billow skyward. It's an ash color, continuing all these hours later. Very little traffic down the West Side Highway with the exception of emergency vehicles. And a lot of people just stunned. A lot of people today talking about their faith in God. A lot of people talking about how life will never be the same in New York City, and certainly the skyline will never be the same. And so many people just traumatized by what they have seen. It has been quite a day. And, of course, a lot continues to unfold, and we will keep you updated from here. Reporting live at Chelsea Piers, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Peter, very much. Again, continuing live coverage on WCBS 880. Nothing left of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center following a terrorist attack that began just before 9 o'clock this morning. Keep it right here on WCBS New York, WCBS News Time, 3 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush has denounced as cowardly the terrorist attacks which struck at the heart of New York City and Washington, D.C. today.
Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government.
Mr. Bush, who'd flown from a scheduled stop in Florida to an Air Force base in Louisiana, has left. He has now landed at the Strategic Air Command headquarters at Office Air Force Base in Nebraska. Some 6 hours ago, two hijacked planes crashed into the twin 110-story towers of New York's World Trade Center. Within an hour and a half, both of the skyscrapers had plunged to the street. CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley has more from the scene.
There are huge drifts of paper. This is all the office paper that was so carefully filed in all the hundreds and hundreds of offices in the World Trade Center. It's now scattered everywhere, drifting around like snow. I've seen letters from law schools. I've seen Christmas cards, all kinds of correspondence from what were all the neat, orderly offices and orderly lives in the World Trade Center now blowing around the street here in Lower Manhattan.
Scores of hospitals in the city and surrounding suburbs have been pressed into emergency service. Chris Thomas with the American Red Cross says there's a critical blood shortage.
There's a need for O positive and negative and AB
fresh frozen plasma and some platelets in New York, and I'm in Philadelphia right now. We're preparing to ship blood, and we're going to make sure that no patient's needs go unmet.
There is still no estimate of the number killed and injured. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the toll may not be known until tomorrow or Thursday. The World Trade Center was at the heart of the country's financial district. Because of the catastrophe, the stock markets did not open today. And on the heels of the New York City attacks, there were strikes in Washington, D.C. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer for the latest. Peter?
Nick, this is a nation's capital in deep shock. All federal office buildings, the White House, the Capitol, the symbols of democracy have been evacuated. Senior officials are huddled in secure situation rooms at the Pentagon and the White House. Police are on high alert. Across the Potomac, smoke continues to billow from the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes slammed into a wing of the building. At the scene, Rear Admiral Craig Quigley describes damage as significant.
There were intense fires following the aircraft's impact into the building.
Rescue crews are only now entering the Pentagon because the fires were and are too intense. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In addition to the hijacked airliners which crashed in New York and Washington, a hijacked United jetliner crashed south of Pittsburgh. It's estimated more than 300 people were aboard the planes. The Federal Aviation Administration says all domestic flights that were in the air at the time of the attacks are now safe. And all domestic flights have been grounded. This is CBS News.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
Terrorist attacks on the United States starting here in New York City just before 9 o'clock this morning with planes, hijacked planes, crashing into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The most devastating terrorist act in American history. As terrorists crashed those planes into the World Trade Center, shortly thereafter, the two towers collapsed. You're still seeing a plume of smoke over Manhattan going across the Hudson just about everywhere. It is debris. It is dust. From the collapsing of the World Trade Center towers. There are thousands that could be dead. We do not have exact figures for you right now. But the mayor, as you heard live on WCBS, is saying that the number of casualties will be more than anyone can bear.
The mayor also identifying the first numbers of injured in this devastating attack. 2,200 is the rough count. 1,500 of them walking wounded, as he called them. Evacuated to Liberty State Park across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan. 600 more in area hospitals being treated for various injuries. 150 more in critical condition at area hospitals. All 170 hospitals are being utilized in the New York metropolitan area. St. Vincent's, of course, in Lower Manhattan. The hardest hit in terms of folks who are injured arriving there and the pressure on the staff. Getting into New York City is impossible. Getting out is quite difficult. Let's get the latest from Chris Majette at the WCBS Traffic Center. Chris?
Getting out is definitely a problem. If you're trying to get into New Jersey, you can't get through the Holland or Lincoln tunnels. There's no New Jersey Transit service. There is quite a bit of ferry service, which you can take advantage of. The Circle Line, in addition to New York Waterway, is running some shuttle ferries over to New Jersey. The good news at the GW Bridge is that it is reopened Jersey bound. There was traffic that was stuck on the Cross Bronx all day long. It is open again. Jersey bound at the GW Bridge. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of buses shuttling people, and the people are literally getting out of the buses right near the toll plaza and then walking through the tolls and over onto the local streets in Fort Lee. That's the kind of situation it has been. If you're trying to get into Brooklyn, you cannot do it by vehicle across the Lower East River crossings. The Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges, as well as the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, are all shut down. You can walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, though. That's an option for you. And so far, the 59th Street Bridge is open, Queensbound, to both vehicles and pedestrians. The Midtown Tunnel is an option. So is the Triborough Bridge. We do have some subway service running now on the lettered trains through Manhattan, so you can take advantage of mass transit that way. And I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Chris, we'll be checking back in with you in about 10 minutes from now. Right now, we want to get people up to date and exactly how they can get out of Manhattan, because the city of Manhattan is, for all intents and purposes, closed. Airspace around the city is closed. We are on heightened alert because because of this attack on the World Trade Center towers, as over 1,000 rescue workers try to get into the building to rescue the people who perhaps may have survived this horrendous act. The relief effort will take some time. It is ongoing right now, and it is a difficult operation. WCBS reporter Allison Keyes is at the World Trade Center now and has more on the efforts to try and find survivors.
I am actually about 4 blocks.
Well, it sounds like we just lost Allison Keyes there. We will reestablish contact with her just as soon as we possibly can and bring you up to speed on the rescue and search and rescue efforts. This all got underway just before 9 o'clock this morning on this September 11th as a hijacked plane crashed into the north side of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. And then about 18 minutes later, a second plane crashed into the other tower. Both towers have collapsed. There is nothing left of the World Trade Center right now. The skyline of New York forever changed, as is the lives of many, many people.
Of course, we've been talking about casualties, injured, the numbers from the mayor being the first estimates of the damage done in human terms from this devastating attack. Kathy Carpen, WCBS reporter, standing by at Bellevue Hospital right now. Kathy, what can you tell us?
Well, Tony, over 100 injured here at Bellevue, where Dr. Robert Hessler, who has emergency service here and at NYU, says most of the injured here have suffered things like dust inhalation or broken bones. There is one dead. Unfortunately, we have learned it is a fireman, one extremely critical. There was a baby that was injured but's doing okay. Hessler says he sent a team of about 50 doctors, 10 nurses, over to Chelsea Piers, where a large triage area has been set up there. They're calling for more of the injured to come here because they have the capacity to handle actually over 1,000 trauma patients, this being the largest emergency room in the city. Unfortunately, Dr. Hessler doesn't hold out much hope for those trapped in the Trade Center when the towers collapsed.
Did you have a building that was 100 and some stories tall with a million tons of rubble that fell down on top of people? So I think, unfortunately, I don't think I'm very anxious about anybody that was in that building when it collapsed.
Very anxious. We don't have numbers. Hundreds, though, we can tell you, have lined up here to give blood, and Dr. Hessler wants hundreds more to keep coming because he says the blood will be needed as more injuries come in. Back to you, Susan and Tony.
All right, Kathy, thanks very much, and we're going to bring you an update on the situation, the very critical need right now for blood, and head over to the Red Cross with Rich Lamb in just a moment, but we want to continue to bring you updates on the traffic situation, how you can get out of Manhattan, and for that, we go to the WCBS Traffic Center and Chris Majette.
Well, we do have things definitely improving because most subway lines are now running, but with limited service. For example, the A trains are running between 207th Street and Far Rockaway, but they are bypassing Chambers Street. The B trains are running between 34th and 6th Avenue. D trains between 34th and 205th Street. So most subway lines are now running, but with very, very limited service. We're also getting reports of some limited New Jersey Transit service now leaving New York City into Newark. So that's something to keep in mind. PATH trains have been suspended all day long, though. There's some limited LIRR service heading eastbound only. You can't come into Manhattan, but eastbound LIRR, limited service out of Penn Station. And also, we have a lot of heavy traffic, of course, trying to get out of the city. And I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm John Harchie. Americans are stunned by the simultaneous terrorist attacks this morning in New York and Washington using hijacked commercial airliners.
What seems to have happened is that we had an aircraft intentionally fly into the Pentagon. There were intense fires following the aircraft's impact into the building.
Rear Admiral Craig Quigley, standing in front of the burning Pentagon, just told reporters he has no information on injuries. Firefighters are still trying to control the fire that the crashing airplane caused. And in New York, hijacked airliners crashed into both towers of the World Trade Center, which collapsed.
What I see left of one of the World Trade Center towers looks to be about 10 or 15 stories tall. There is black smoke rising over the hulk the sun behind it. The smoke is coming out. There's a building next. There are two buildings next to the World Trade Center. Both of them are involved in fire. There is fire shooting out of the windows of those two buildings.
CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley in the streets of New York City. President Bush, whisked away from a speaking engagement in Florida, made a brief statement at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana.
Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government.
The president vowed to hunt down and punish those responsible. Mr. Bush has now been flown to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska to convene a National Security Council meeting. CBS News update. I'm John Hartshi.
Very latest heard live here at WCBS 880. The call is going out right now from St. Vincent's Hospital that it now needs help. The hospital being put under tremendous amount of strain right now, getting the bulk of the casualties from this disaster at the World Trade Center. They are asking all doctors and nurses around the city that if they can get to St. Vincent's Hospital to please do so. They do have special numbers being put out right now for doctors. If you are a doctor in the city and you can head for St. Vincent's Hospital to help treat those who have been injured in this terrorist attack, give a call to 604-3850. That's 604-3850. If you are a nurse and you can get to St. Vincent's Hospital, call 604-8474. They really need your help.
WCBS News Time, 12 minutes after 3 o'clock. The blood supply in New York City is perilously low. We have WCBS reporter Rich Lamb standing by at the Red Cross. Rich?
And just before we talk about the Red Cross, I can tell you that on 59th Street outside St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, they have about 25 to 30 doctors who've been out in the street there waiting for any of the casualties to come their way. And earlier on, they said to me that they didn't understand why some of them hadn't been shipped down to St. Vincent's, for instance. Now maybe they will be due to the call from that hospital saying that it is being overwhelmed. Well, huge lines of people stand in front of the Red Cross building here at Amsterdam and 67th to donate blood. Huge lines. And I mean, the Red Cross is now saying there is a six-hour wait to give blood here. They're telling people to come back at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. James Hatt is visiting from London, England. He came to the Red Cross here on the West Side to donate blood.
Just to give something in this appalling, appalling situation is all I can do. What do you think the United States should do? The United States has to respond with enormous aggression at the right target. I just don't know who the right target is. But if you don't, this will happen again. It could happen in London. It could happen in Europe. It's inconceivable to me that this could go unpunished.
Now, the Red Cross here is suggesting that if people want to donate blood, they go to local hospitals other than St. Vincent's, Roosevelt, and St. Clair's to donate. Or come back again later at night, about 9 p.m. They are taking about 100 people at a time, but they've been overwhelmed here by people wanting to donate blood. People are very emotional about what's happened, wanting desperately to help somehow, to pitch in, to come together. It seems almost like a war effort. Live on the West Side, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
Rich, it bears repeating the point you made about the hospital with the doctors standing outside expecting, in a way, hoping, in the sense that wanting to help out. A crisis like this doesn't run efficiently, and here on the one hand we have St. Vincent's Hospital downtown overwhelmed, and we reported earlier about how Bellevue, the largest emergency room in the city, is really underutilized, and you've got the same picture there on the West Side, right?
Yeah, it's seems as though they're having a little bit of trouble distributing these patients. It may well be a question of time. However, little time they think a patient might have before he or she has to have some sort of sophisticated medical help before he or she might expire. So, we certainly can't make those medical calls, but it would seem like there are facilities that are being underutilized while others are being overwhelmed.
All right, WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
WCBS News Time, 3:15. The governor has said that the people of New York can really demonstrate their resolve by just going about their lives and showing that these vicious, cowardly terrorists cannot stop us from leading our lives. But life is not the same right now. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joining us live now on the West Side of Manhattan.
And Susan, you're absolutely right about that. There is not one person that has walked by me on the street here that is not talking about this today. If they are not talking about it, they almost are crying about it. And people are really panicked about this as well. I'm outside an Associated supermarket on Columbus Avenue where there are lines snaking down the aisles. People are holding baskets. They're filled with water, bread, eggs, milk, all those staples that you hear about people stocking up during a winter storm or a hurricane. I met a woman in line from Los Angeles. She is here on a visit, and she likened this World Trade Center explosion to an earthquake, and she says she is very concerned. And so was another person here, Bob Rodriguez. He was buying water after having walked all the way here from his office on 14th Street this morning.
I want to make sure that everything is okay.
Of course. I don't drink the tap water, so I'm not drinking it.
What do you think about what has happened here?
I think it's terrible. I saw it myself. We're on 14th Street. We saw the buildings collapse at 10 and 10:30. It's still on my mind. I just can't get it out.
Will your life ever be the same?
I don't think so. After this, no. New York's been my home for all my life. I just don't feel safe anymore.
And, you know, every so often you hear the rumble of fighter jets overhead here on the Upper West Side, and you see the people look to the skies and then look straight ahead, dazed and confused. We're live on the Upper West Side. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
Marla, what sense are you getting from the people there? I mean, are they still in shock? Are they panicking? What is the feeling?
You get a little bit of both. I have to tell you that I stood on a street corner at 82nd and Columbus, and people actually gravitated toward me when they saw the microphone, looking for any kind of answers, any kind of information. And then when you ask them, what are your impressions of this day, they're almost speechless. And it's hard to actually get the questions out to ask them because we as reporters are speechless as well. It is something that is uniting the entire city in disbelief. And that is really the sense that you get here. And in the supermarkets, there's a sense of urgency and people wanting to stock up. People worried because they're hearing that New York is in a state of emergency and they want to make sure that they have those staples there. But certainly a lot of shock, a lot of disbelief, and also some panic here on the Upper West Side this afternoon.
Marla Diamond reporting live here on WCBS 880, a national tragedy that just boggles the mind.
318 on WCBS 880. We want to continue to try to update you on the traffic situation. Impossible to come into the city. Not so easy to get out either. Let's get the latest from the WCBS Traffic Center.
All right, just to get you updated on the transit story and what is running, most subway lines are now up and running, but with limited service. That's the New York City subways. We also have limited New Jersey transit service out of Penn Station into Newark. There's limited service on the Northeast Corridor line, North Jersey Coastline, and Raritan Valley line. So at least some trains are running again. Metro North, we're just being told, is operating on a Saturday schedule for all trains leaving Grand Central Terminal, and that's all on all three lines. Southbound service is terminating in Yonkers. LIRR limited eastbound service out of Penn Station.
Yankees Radio Network.
Whether it's a double date, a family outing, or a night out with friends, you can get great Yankee tickets on StubHub.com, even if the game is sold out. That's right, StubHub has tickets to every game all season long. Catch all the excitement this season with StubHub. StubHub has a wide selection of seats and prices, and best of all, offers a 100% buyer guarantee. To order your sports, concert, and theater tickets today, visit StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. StubHub, where fans buy and sell tickets.
Mercedes-Benz presents Ask the Engineers.
Dear Mercedes-Benz, I'm a saver. I save everything. I can't help it. Okay. Movie stubs, postcards, old sneakers. Okay. I'm addicted to saving. Tell me, am I crazy? Yours truly?
Okay.
Dear Dave, the C230 Sports Sedan features an available 7-speed automatic transmission, which utilizes a larger gear ratio spread to help you save on fuel. The AMG-style bodywork is guaranteed to grab people's attention. Factor in the affordable pricing, and you'll agree that this is one astonishing value. Get the C230 Sports Sedan, Dave, and stop wasting time. It's against your nature.
The Mercedes-Benz C230 Sports Sedan starts at just $29,975. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. Please always drive carefully and obey speed limits. See dealer for details.
Find the Roadrunner Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer on the web at searchmercedes.com and test drive the affordable C Sports sedan today. Roadrunner High Speed Online from Time Warner Cable. Faster than DSL and up to 100 times faster than dial-up. Download music and video with lightning speed. With Roadrunner, you get everything the internet has to offer without the wait. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with self-installation. Outside of New York, call 1-800-ROADRUNNER. Roadrunner High Speed Online. The bird speaks for itself. Offer expires June 30th, 2006. Restrictions apply. Call for details. DSL comparisons not valid in Rochester.